This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Fiona. We've got our next guest in the studio with us.
I know, I love studio guests. Welcome to SatMag, Roger Ungers, independent documentary filmmaker and video content creator, Melbourne-based. You're here to tell us all about a new project you're working on. Welcome to the for the first time to Saturday Magazine.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Wow. Well, you have a new project, which is called Shape. It's a documentary. Tell us more.
Sure. So currently we're in production. So we're trying to, you know, raise some funds to sort of keep the production rolling on. But essentially the film is about how unrealistic body image ideals perpetuate inequality amongst gay men. So obviously there is this idealistic body that most gay men seem to resonate towards. And usually it's a, you know, masculine guy, he's usually white. And, you know, what happens to the people who don't sort of meet those idealistic expectations? So it's kind of about addressing that. And, you know, the things like ageism and race and all of those sorts of things. So, you know, if we kind of go out on the scene, there is a certain body type that people, you know, it creates a sense of status, it creates a sense of acceptance. And, you know, a lot of gay men seem to resonate towards that type of body. So, yeah, it's essentially talking to people and their anecdotes about how they feel about that and, you know, all of these kind of things that happen within the community. And, you know, as a community, we celebrate diversity and equality and all those sorts of things. But unfortunately, it doesn't always happen within our own community. And, you know, it kind of stems from this ideal body, I feel. So it kind of explores that in a deeper kind of way.
Yeah. This is a really interesting theme to be exploring, and I think it's also really timely for us to be having this conversation now. Often around Christmas, you hear comments about people's weight in relation to the food that they're eating, and this leads into these negative perceptions that you can have about your own body, or kickstarting the new year and having to, you know, put a path forward about getting back into shape. Is that something that the film reflects on?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, look, there's you know, if you think about things like Mardi Gras, circuit parties, those sorts of things, most gay men seem to ramp up their gym routines and, you know, they have Botox and all these sorts of things for the, you know, sake of going to a party and looking their best. And, you know, and I guess the impetus for that is the fact that they want to feel accepted, you know, they want to feel desirable. And also that body creates sort of a sense of status. So, you know, people kind of really resonate towards that. So, you know, there is kind of the drive to do that. And yeah, so I mean, I think that's, you know, a really big part of a gay man's life, in all honesty.
Yeah. So as a documentary filmmaker, how did you, what was it, the impetus to make you decide to highlight this particular
issue? Yeah, well, it's interesting. I remember someone said to me a while ago, you know, for a community that, you know, celebrates equality, there isn't always that much equality in there. And I'm like, well, where does that sort of come from? And, you know, I'd always kind of thought of the idea of body image. That was always something that I'd thought about because, you know, to an extent, I certainly myself subscribe to certain body image ideals based on, you know, the bodies we see on Instagram or the way that things are advertised, you know, underwear campaigns targeted towards gay men or, you know, posters for dance parties and those sorts of things. So, you know, and, you know, if you are on the scene, you kind of, you do go, you know, say into a club or to certain environments where there are a lot of gay men and there is a segregation. So, you know, a lot of Asian guys like to stay together, you know, so fit guys kind of stay together, the older guys kind of stick together, but there's not really that much intermingling, you know, and it's, for me, it's quite obvious. And yeah, so the inequality kind of comes from that. And that was the drive for me to kind of go, well, I'd love to sort of explore this topic a bit more and, you know, do a bit of development. And luckily, Screen Australia have actually funded the development of this
as well.
That's
really incredible news.
Yeah.
And it's so good that films like this are being funded by Screen Australia. And you're on a journey now to get some more funding to help this film see the light of day. How could people support it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've created a page. It's like a GoFundMe page. So a Documentary Australia, they're basically a hub for different films and independent films where you can actually put money towards the project. So if you do a Google search, Documentary Australia, and then type in Shape, and it's a working title, so it'll be Shape working title, you'll be able to see the details of the project there. There's a place where you can put money towards it. You can see the teaser trailer that we put together for it, which will give a bit more context and, you know, a bit more understanding towards the project. But yeah, we just want to keep being able to do it. We can only get so far with a certain amount of money, so the more money that comes in, we can move into the next step of production and kind of move forward that way.
So is it planned to be a full-length feature film?
Yeah, look, it's interesting.
Depending on the funding, obviously.
Well,
dig deep, listeners.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, initially I wanted it to be a 1 hour.
Yep.
But I feel like there's a feature in this. Yep. So obviously, you know, as a filmmaker, everything kind of comes together in the edit, particularly in documentary, because, you know, you ask the questions, but you don't necessarily know what people are going to say in return. So you can kind of find all these different stories and, you know, kind of move in different directions than what you initially thought the project would be. So, but, you know, from having done six of the interviews already, there's just so much in there, and I think it could be a feature. So, you know, watch this space. We'll see.
A lot to unpack.
A lot to unpack, yeah.
And so you've gathered the different people that you would be interviewing. Are you open to other points, to, you know, hearing from people that might want to tell their story?
It has been completely cast. So, you know, these people have gone through a process of pre-interviews and those sorts of things. And obviously, you know, these characters serve the narrative in certain ways. So, you know, we've got Stefan, who's an older gay man. He talks about ageism and, you know, how, he does feel a bit ostracized from the community because of his age. And, you know, we've got Buddy, who is an Asian guy, and he kind of talks about how, for lack of a better word, the racism that kind of he experiences. So they all kind of serve the narrative in terms of body image and the themes that I want to explore. So so we've gotten through that part. It's just moving forward onto the next thing. You know.
Well, I guess the whole thing also is that once the film is out there, that then there'll be a lot of other opportunities for engagement through, you know, obviously through any social media or gatherings or groups, or what could stem from the actual film is what you want, is you want people to be able to talk about this quite a lot more.
Absolutely. I mean, it's about creating social change. So it's a real social change kind of piece. It's about saying this is what exists within the community. What can we do to make it better? You know, obviously things like maybe changing the way we advertise underwear for gay men, or you know, the way we kind of, you know, a dance party or something like that. You know, there's kind of these different things that we can do, and just, you know, not to sort of exclude people based on things like race or age, or if they're overtly feminine, or, you know, all of these things can sort of create that sense of ostracization, I think, for some people, yeah.
And Roger, I think this is just such a fascinating topic. And as Fiona said, there could be so much that comes from it. At the moment, this is a very covert conversation that's happening. And it's been had a little bit more in the mainstream when you've had big underwear brands stemming out from just white cisgender, very underweight models into using more people from our community who reflect our community members, people you might see out and about. And part of what I think is so important about this is bringing this conversation out in the open, because just in this, we've got ageism, we've got sexual discrimination and sexual racism. We have got the amount of time and money and stress and dysmorphia that comes from it. I'm just internally fascinated about how this is going to be and where it's going to go. Can you tell us about some of the other characters that are going to be in the film?
Sure. So, The narrative's kind of very largely based anecdotally. So, you know, the tone of the way people kind of feel within the community. But I've also got Dr. Glenn Hosking. So he's a psychologist, clinical psychologist and gay man himself. So he talks about it from an academic perspective. So there's this book called The Velvet Rage. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but I remember I read that book and I just felt like I could see myself in this book. So essentially it's about, I want people to have the same response that I had to that book. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, I get it now. This is why I feel this way about my body. And these are kind of like the negative outcomes that have happened. So it's about kind of breaking it down and understanding what it is about body image that makes you kind of subscribe to a certain body image ideal or be attracted to certain types of people. And then kind of go, well, okay, now I understand what's going on. Maybe I could change my behaviors. I mean, obviously not everyone feels this way. You know, everyone has very different perspectives and are attracted to different things, but you know, we can't ignore that it exists within the community. So it's about creating a conversation around it. And, you know, and it is a very tough topic. We don't talk about it so much. And I feel like it's time we should talk about it.
Roger, I can't thank you enough for not only coming into the studio, but for actually developing and working and creating this film. I think that there's so much that we're going to learn from it and have the opportunity to start talking. We have to go soon. So if you want to tell us a little bit more, like maybe the website link, how to find more information.
Yeah, look, I don't have the exact link, but I was thinking maybe you guys could leave them in the show notes.
Absolutely, yes, we can. We'll put something up on our socials.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, please have a look at the page and sort of, you know, that'll give you a much more better idea of what the film is. You'll be able to see the trailer and, you know, I'd love for people to put some money towards a very, very important topic that I feel that we should talk about.
Fantastic, Roger. Hey, thank you so much. We've run out of time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.